First this week, the UK's Chief Medical Officer, Chris Whitty, has used his annual report to bear down heavily on obesity. He's advocating for a stiff levy on junk food to tackle both childhood obesity and, he says, worklessness. The move, which has been dubbed a fat tax by the British press, comes as the broadcaster, doctor and author Chris Van Tulleken prepares to deliver the 2024 Royal Institution Christmas Lectures on this very topic. So I caught up with him during his rehearsals for the scientific showpiece.
Lecture one is your from your mouth hole to your bum hole, the tube, the mechanical and chemical destruction of food and its absorption. Lecture two is how we literally use the elements in our food to produce energy and as construction material. And lecture three is about the processing. And we're building toward trying to build a deep understanding of how processing affects our physiology and how we've gone from the food system being a miracle that feeds people better than at any other time in the Earth's history to simultaneously being the leading cause of early death for humans and animals. So poor diet is now a very, very serious cause of disease. And it's also a source of real problems for the planet: carbon emissions, agrochemical inputs, loss of biodiversity, extinction, and so on and so on.
This was really the thrust of ultra-processed food and ultra-processed people, wasn't it? Your book, which was excellent, by the way. I really enjoyed going through it. And it's kind of its moment, isn't it? Now's the time we need to be talking about this, because it's almost like we've forgotten what food is for and where it comes from, because home economics has been ditched across the curriculum in many, many countries. And as you say, the world is malnourished, not undernourished.
That's a very good way of putting it. Although I disagree that now is the moment. In fact, the moment was 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago. So in 1990, 5% of children in the UK at the age of 10 were living with obesity, which is an unacceptably high number. I mean, having an integer percentage of children living with diet-related disease is not tolerable. We've let that grow and expand so that a quarter of children now leave primary school living with obesity, roughly a quarter. So doing nothing isn't an option. And the source of the problem, and this is extremely widely agreed upon now, I don't think anyone credible could disagree, that problems like obesity have at their heart commercial incentives. They are caused by commercial interests in the same way that the pandemic of lung disease was caused by commercial interests. And so they need similar kind of policy approaches and regulation.
How are you going to make this digestible for kids? Because that's really who the lectures are targeted at, isn't it? It's young learners, people you want to inspire to become the next generation of people who will change things.
The Royal Institution is the first time I have really spoken directly to a young audience in public about food. So weirdly, on Operation Ouch, which we've been making now for well over a decade, we don't do it. And we don't do it for a good reason, which is because the food on kids' plates, they don't get to choose. And telling kids what safe and healthy food is, it feels very unjust when they may not be able to access or afford that food. And when other food is marketed to them as being healthy, when it probably isn't or definitely isn't. And so I think we've got two concerns. The primary one is that kids leave these lectures feeling empowered, feeling knowledgeable, not feeling anxious, and with an increased level of understanding and a reduced level of shame and stigma. There's a separate, quite discreet concern about eating disorders. And so as a result, the Royal Institution, and I do this generally, but they've taken it really to another level, they have very specifically engaged with eating disorders experts, clinicians, academics, to make sure that we are going to reduce the risk of eating disorders with the lectures, not increase them. It's very important, particularly that kids who are, you know, well on their way to becoming grown-ups, this is an audience of 11 to 17-year-olds, that they do understand how the food system harms their bodies and the planet and the kind of changes we need to be looking for. And that's scientific, right? I mean, the discipline of the Royal Institution is to use science as the tool, to say that good science is truly independent, good science is conducted without external influence, and the science tells us about the harms, the science tells us about the origin of the harms, and the science leads us toward the kind of policy solutions.
One of the things that defines the Royal Institution Christmas Lectures, though, has got to be the demos and the interactive nature of it. So what's up your sleeve to turn food into something which can do that?
I guess at the heart of the big question about food is it's an energy source. So it's full of energy and you can release that energy in all kinds of interesting ways involving strong acid, explosions, flames, and general fun RI demo dangerousness. The discipline of demonstrations makes these unlike any other lectures I've ever given. And I think all the lecturers say this, that even if you're a kids communicator, you're still pretty used to using your words. And so being forced to show things is a massive headache in a way, but once you do it, it's really, really good. And my favorite example, in lecture two, we will explain the very significant difference between the way an internal combustion engine takes hydrocarbon fuel in and produces energy and the way your body does it. To do that, we have to turn the audience into subatomic particles. We have to inflate a reservoir with protons. We have to create a lightning bolt, and we have to create all the chemical intermediates that transmit and carry energy around the cell. The shorthand for this is called oxidative phosphorylation. And in order to explain this to kids, I've had to phone a number of professors of biochemistry. So as the RI team, we've got young experts who are working with me. I think we would all say that we have understood this process now in a level of detail that we never grasped. I definitely understand it better now than I did during my PhD. Some people have done biochem degrees and they're like, oh, right, yeah, no, I never quite got elements of it until now. It's an Einstein quote, isn't it? You know, if you really want to, I mean, it's what everyone says, if you want to understand something properly, try and explain it to an 11-year-old. And if you can't, you probably don't understand it yourself.
One of the things that characterises a lot of the things, people always phone in programmes I'm on and they always want to talk about flatulence. So sorry to lower the tone, but will farts feature? That has to be part and parcel of any lectures about food.
Farts feature, burps feature. We're going to do a demonstration that illustrates, I think, very, very clearly why you must not set your farts on fire. We're going to explain, I'm going to leave this as a spoiler, are farts particles of poo? Because if farts are particles of poo, this is a huge problem, right? Because surgeons farting during operations, which need sterile conditions, might be causing wound infections. So we will be discussing farts in more detail than I think has ever been done before in public. I think I can say that.
Chris van Tulleken there. And if you want to catch Chris, the 2024 Christmas lectures from the Royal Institution will be on BBC 4 on the 29th, the 30th and the 31st of December at 9 p.m. They'll also be available on iPlayer from the 29th of December.